You are listening to the One Desire Church podcast, a culture of faith, hope, and love.
Good morning, family. Good to see you guys. Amen. There you go. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I was just like all of us, you know how we get into our word every week. God gives us information, and that information becomes a manifest in our life. But I know it might be a little odd. You see somebody taking a piece of fruit and eating it while he's trying to go ahead and give you some information from the Word of God. But I do know one thing. I know that this fruit is good. It's good. And I know that my daddy gave it to me. And, you know, well, literally, God is our Father, and he did give it to us. He gave it to man so man could put it in the earth, and then man, he gave man the wisdom, knowledge, the intuition to be able to cultivate it. Amen? And one other great thing about it gives me power. It gives me energy. It gives me something that can propel me to be able to do some things, like be a husband, to be a good servant of God. Well, I want to share it with you today. Y'all want to share that with me? Amen. Amen. Now, I started to think about it, and really I was eating something else when I was thinking about this. And I said, well, God, how does this equate to the word that you want me to give your people today? How are you going to utilize this? Well, he said to me simply as this, and it was easy. He said that, you know what, I give something to the man or woman of God every week that I want to get through them to you. And it's that man or woman of God's responsibility to ensure that they take it, they get it, they meditate on it, and they allow God to utilize it and cultivate it via the Holy Spirit so they can give it to you. Matter of fact, it's not that just the responsibility of giving it to you, but they want to give it to you because it tastes so good, right? The word is good, isn't it? Amen? So just the same. Now, this word, basically our responsibility for us is basically we live this to give it. But the funny thing about things to be able to trust in anything is we need to know it. It's something to say, like, I gave you this. You don't know if I washed those strawberries off that I gave you right now. You don't know if there's any fungi or something on there. All you know is, man, you know what? The man of God came up to me. I'm sure that he cleaned them off or did some. I can rest assured I did clean them and rinse them beforehand. My bride made sure they said, you make sure you clean those off or you give them for people. So we did do that. But the thing is, it's hard to trust in something if you don't know it. So you guys had of assurity, some type of assurance that, man, he wouldn't do that to me. Not because of who I am or what I did or where I came from, but since the particular place that God has me, now you kind of trusted me in that. Just as we trust this man of God and any man or woman of God that receives the word of God. But there's a responsibility for each one of us as a believer to take it back and chew on it and receive something, allow it to manifest in our spirit so God can propel us to whatever he's called us to do. Now, there is a particular mandate for all of us as a body of Christ, and that's to do what? To make sure to go out and what, spread the good news. But God is even more deeper than that for us. He's personal. He's relational. So what he does is he said, hey, I have a particular personal thing that I have made and I grew you up to do. And the only way he's going to be able to do that is by his word manifesting in our lives. Now, so I guess the question for us must be, how do we get this type of trust to be able to trust in his word? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I thank you for all that you've done, Lord, for us today, Lord. I thank you that the area, the environment, Lord, the people here, Lord, are conducive, Lord, their hearts, Father, to receive all that you want to get to them today, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you move me completely out of the way, Lord, and use me, Lord, through my availability for you, Father God. Through my love and trust and confidence that you are the one that keeps things flowing, Father God, through your people. We thank you, Lord, for everything you do. In Jesus' unmatched name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, if there was a title to this message, it would be How to Live It to Give It. Now, our foundational scripture will be coming out of the book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 16 through 17. Now, I'm going to be reading out Amplified. Hopefully, I didn't lose nobody when I said that. The King James is good. Glory to God. Believe me, I studied to show myself approved in those areas as well. But I did like what the Amplified had to say. And I believe God will go ahead and pour his spirit upon us today for us to get more revelation on that personally for each one of us. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it reads this. It says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news of Christ, for it is God's power working unto salvation for deliverance from eternal death to everyone who believes with a personal, what is that? Trust and a confident surrender and firm reliance. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now, this is something that I like to do is I like to take this scripture and make it personal for me. So where it says to the Jew first and also to the Greek, I like to put to Dwayne. And the only reason for that is because there's so many things in this world that I unintentionally or the world has for us to compete with. That I have to make the word personal. Now, how did that get there for me? Well, it had to take some trust. So to live it, to give it, I had to be able to trust the gospel, the good news. So let's look at the word trust in verse 16. To live the word and share his word to others, we know we must trust it. But as we said before, I think it's difficult to trust in anything that I don't know. Matter of fact, it's almost, I think it's impractical, and maybe it's more so even unwise to do something like that. God has given us wisdom, hasn't he? He's given us some. He's set us up for success from the beginning. So in the book of Psalms 34 and 8, I'm going to read it for the sake of time. It reads, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Now look at this thing. It said, blessed is the man that trusted in him. Now I have to get there to a place where I can trust God. So let me get you excited about trusting God. Then I believe that not only that I can win you to that piece of it, but I'll show you how that faith and confidence will propel you in your life. Proverbs 16 and 20 says, He that handleth a matter wisely shall find God, and whosoever trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Now, how many of you know things change consistently? I'm telling you, things change. I mean, we change, don't we? I mean, we get older, we gain weight, we lose weight, hair gets this color, we want to change it. One thing that popped in my head earlier when I was thinking about it is, I said, I like my iPhone 6. Now that came with iPhone 7, right? So, and you know what, even take it even further than that, I like cars. Now there's a 2015, or I think it's 15, Mustang with 2016 look a little nicer. So, you know, things change, so I'm probably not content with that particular thing. But if you look here, what it says here in the verse here, it says that he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whosoever trusted in the Lord, happy is he. So that means that I can be confident and have assurance that I'm always happy in God. He's never changing. He's not going to be an iPhone 7. Amen. Thank God for that. Matter of fact, he's not going to be like, you know, and anybody that has children in here, they know that sometimes our children, you know, they change. You know, we change when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Things are new. And so with that changing, we're going to need some food, some spiritual food. We know that the Word of God tells us that we cannot live by what? By bread or meat alone. We have to have and live by the Word of God and be partakers of it, and the responsibility of partaking of the Word of God, we're going to need some help. I think the biggest travesty that happens sometimes when someone is one for Christ and they receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they've heard the good news, is that evangelism maybe or somehow doesn't take place in the fact that they need to move from faith to faith or faith to greater faith. There's a travesty in that. And sometimes that what happens with that is, you know, they don't understand it. They need to go up beside their brother and go ahead and get some good fruit, some good food. They don't understand that, you know, that it's good or it's sweet yet. There's a travesty in that. I want to encourage you, and I still want to get you excited about trust, though. And also, I do want to say that I know I speak it in the natural, and I speak it in faith that each one of you are trusting in God. It's not a message of condemnation. But, you know, there's some things that God wants us to do. And Jesus said before he ascended, he said there was greater things. There's going to have to take place some power for us to do greater things, right? Amen. Jeremiah 17:7 says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. And what does the word blessed mean here? I want to get this to you. Now, this should get you excited. Now, on the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus spoke, he spoke the word, and blessed in that particular in the Greek means makarios. Means to be in a place that you're happy, you're blissful, you have what's called self-contained happiness. You ever see something that happens or you experience God move you from a particular area of your life, or you've seen a manifestation of something that it just, you just didn't feel you ever could see yourself out of. This is what the Word of God does. It springs forth this light, this fruit in your life. But I believe maybe my favorite example is in Daniel 3:28. I'm going to read this verbatim for it. Nebuchadnezzar responded and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who put their what? Trust in him, violating the king's commands and yielded up their bodies so as not to serve or worship any god except their own. Now, let me ask you this here. Now, with this type of trust, I can have a surety that God will do what? He will never, ever leave me or forsake me. That right there showed me it confirms the word. Amen. Not only does it confirm it, it doesn't matter if I haven't got it all together. Amen. Matter of fact, that, you know, I might not look like everybody. I might not even have the thing that other people. I might only know one scripture, John 3:16. I remember this. And this is a personal confession here on it. I remember, man, for probably about 6 months, man, I was like, man, I just can't remember scripture. I can remember everything else, but I can't remember it. But I remember John 3:16. For God what? So loved. Amen. And I had to try to find out how this trust can flow. So how does this trust manifest? Now, it lies in verse 17 in our foundational scripture. For in the gospel, a righteousness which God ascribes is revealed, both springing from what? Faith. So the vehicle of faith has already been given to us, correct? I'm assured of that. We're assured that we had to do what? To receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have received a measure of faith. Each one of us. Each one of us. So the only way is to have faith. I want you to repeat after me for one thing. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I have a little cold going on, but I'm healed in the name of Jesus. No word, no life, no power. And what do you mean, minister of God? What do you mean? No word. The word here in this particular context means that the word is the gospel, the good news. The word's being saying life, meaning being the word of God has life. The word power in there means the supernatural ability that God gives to each and every believer that believes the gospel, the good news. That means that, oh, yes, and yes, I don't care if you just got born again yesterday. God has the ability through our availability to be supernaturally used. Amen? Glory to God. That's the only way we're going to be able to live it to give it. So with faith, as I gave you this fruit this morning, just as Ryan gives you fruit, and as every minister of reconciliation, and as you, as the believer, there's a responsibility. How do we do this? How do we get confident? We get confident by allowing the word to catch root, by our meditation, allowing the Holy Spirit to show us something that we've never seen before, our personal relationship, our ties with others, through relationship. You know, one thing that really got me was, and I didn't really have this prepared to do, but you know what? I believe the Holy Spirit want me to share it. And I believe it's going to help somebody today. Glory to God. I believe it will help someone. I was looking at something this morning early, and I haven't looked at it in probably over, 3 years. I had came off a mission trip, and I had seen things, and I still was kind of confused on why some of these things don't occur right where we are on a daily basis in our lives, in America and everywhere. Now, believe me, it's a miracle just to wake up in the morning. It's a miracle to breathe another breath. But this is something that God gave me Wednesday, the 19th of February, 2013. And I had prepared a message, and, God is not the author of confusion. So I was confused. I said, "Girl, God, this don't seem like you. Is this me?" And he put me in and he said, "Hey, I need you to tell the people this." And he said, God had me preach the 3 John 1 and 2. And I was going to take this when I go later and just go get along with God. But you know what? I believe the Lord wants you to hear. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as the soul prospered. For I have rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth. Now, we know what the truth is. The truth is the gospel. It is the word of God. That it is thee, and even as thy walketh in the truth. Now you might say, "Well, what does that have to do with anything we're saying?" Well, this is what God gave me in conjunction with that. He said, and God told me, if any man does not eat scripture, I cannot deploy them. And told me to ask the congregation I was preaching to tell them, deployment is employment. Every Christian is deployed, so they are employed. Amen. So you might feel that you have a particular job that's in the secular. And you know what? It's good to work, right? The word of God says that, you need to work. Amen. We know that the ministers of all throughout out the Bible, they worked. Amen. But one thing that God wants is that your center and your confidence comes from him and him alone. It has nothing to do with that particular job that you have. That's just some of the fruit of the things of what God wants to do in your life. Amen. It's a season. So what would occur if you don't have that trust or use that vehicle of faith because you have confidence in that particular whatever the organization is? What if that goes away? See, the type of confidence and trust that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had was the type of confidence that it doesn't matter where I am in life and what it looks like, what's going around. All I know that I will not worship no other God. And then the awesome thing about all of that that really, really, really caught my attention is that there was something about those 3 Hebrew boys. They were worshipers. I didn't get to speak the whole story about them, but they worship God relentlessly. They might have not knew everything, but worship does what? It propels you into a place where God can get you sometimes even alone. And the other thing about it is you'll never be able to outgive God. Amen? He's a giver. Matter of fact, we're going to let God be God, brother. We're just going to let God be God. Can I just talk to you? You know, there's no children. We're all adults in here. You know something that got me, and I don't know if you heard this before, but I heard a man of God say it, so I can't take credit for it. All right? I pray you got it via the Holy Spirit anyway, and it's from God. I believe God wants you to hear it. You know, sperm, right? Egg. Let me tell you how much God loves you. You know how many sperm have to go to get to an egg, right? And then they all die trying. But the strongest survives. So that means that each one of us that have been born into this particular earth, of course, we were born way before in the spirit, before the natural. We know everything must happen, what, in the spiritual realm before it manifests in the natural. But the awesome thing about it is he sets you up so successfully that you are magnificent from the beginning. Glory to God. Do you know if we could get some, if we could be able to sow that into children early, just to show them? Someone told me before, they said, well, hey, you know, you don't want to be an arrogant Christian. I said, you know what, I'm not talking about being arrogant. There's a way for us to be in a place of getting humility and humbleness, and that's getting with God, because God knows how to humble us. Amen? Right? We know that something that is exalted, we understand that pride comes before the fall. And as we get more of the word, we'll get into a place where we can stay there. There's nothing wrong with being confident who you are in Christ. I tell my daughter, don't be ashamed of the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is powerful. It's the anointing that God gives to each believer to do forth and go forth and do mighty exploits. So here we are right now today. Now, my wife promised me, we both pray. We pray separate when we do when I do something, because she's my what? She's my helpmate. So I pray, I get what God wants to speak, then she gets, and then I write down something so we don't conflict it, just assuring each other on some things and praying. And, you know, she said that, you know, you're not supposed to speak long. You're supposed to give the people enough time so then you can have some activation. Amen? So for us to live it to give it, we have a responsibility to each other as the body of Christ. So today what I would like to do is I want to grab just a couple of the intercessors, two of them come on up. And you know what? God told me to make it easy. If you just want to come up, you can. But God said, make it easy for the people always. And I would like to come to you. See, she's on it. See that? My bride, she's on it. Amen. God really wants to get something to you. We just want to get with you, and we want to agree with you, and we just want to let you know that, hey, you know what? That greater than that Jesus talked about is for real. The power of the word is living, and it wants to do more. So a lot of times, children don't understand that they can go and healing hands can come forth, and they're working and it's moving. I've seen little children, because they don't know nothing else, they have more faith than any pastor, preacher, or anybody. And I've seen people get healed in the Philippines. I've seen a woman that had cataracts, and it spooked me out. I said, you know what? I shouldn't be afraid, because it's the will of God for them to be whole in every area of their life. And they touched them, and you can see the cloudiness just dissipate. I said, Lord, why is it not in the United States? It does happen. It happens every day. It's just that we have to be what? Not ashamed of the gospel. Yeah. God wants us to have life and have a life abundantly in every area. Amen. So we want to agree with you today. There is one thing, and it's not just because you're the pastor's mother and father. All right. It was on my heart yesterday and this morning. And as I told you guys, is that the Lord wanted me to make sure that to pray with you. And I seen it in your eyes, Mama Smith. You know, you just need the saints to believe with you. Amen. And we're going to do that today. You're going to go forth with power. And your youngest son and his family, man, they have the anointing of God on their life. You've poured into them for years. And I just know and I believe with you, and every believer in here is going to attach our faith, that, man, he's going to do mighty exorcists. He is not low. He's high, because God has called him to be who he is in Christ. And your daughter-in-law is full of faith, and she won't be moved by any institutional military compromise. We need men and women of God in the military, don't we? Amen. We need them, man. We need them. Believe me, we need them. And they're just going to take somebody else that needs some rest place. Just a season. Amen. Just a season. Hallelujah. So if you could come on up here with me, I'd appreciate it. Michael, Cheryl, if there's anyone that if you would like to come up here, that's fine. But we can come to you, too. Jesus always came to the people, right? He wasn't looking to be served. He was serving. Amen? Glory to God. And that's who we are. Amen? Glory to God. If you have an opportunity, if you want something attached, it can be something that's, look, we have to look outside of us. Our neighbors need us. Where are they at right now? I was looking, I did a percentage of my neighborhood up there, and I looked on Sunday. I'm not trying to judge nobody. But it's a lot of them. I see all the cars parked. I mean, I was growing up when my daddy wasn't acting up and my mom wasn't feeling right. She was out of field. This little old lady can barely, she had one eye. She would come, and even the dog was blind, she had, and she would still come pick up every child out the neighborhood and take us to Sunday school. That was Jesus using her. And he wants to use you today. You need us to attach with your faith. You're a young man. Amen. Man, God wants to do mighty things with you. You know what I mean? Family, man, you know? And we need to cover you all the time. Glory to God. You're a precious commodity, man. You know that? A young man of God. Amen. Yeah, we gotta get with you, you know? So I just want you to pair up and get with each other. Mama Smith, Papa Smith, my wife is going to come over. We know what the Lord wants us to pray. We're not going to worry about it. You don't have to tell us anything. We're just going to pray what God desires, unless you want us to attach us face with something particular. Any one of you in here, we just want to attach with you. Amen? Glory to God. So I'm going to come around and start to pray.
Thanks for listening to the One Desire Church podcast. For information on gathering times and how you can support the podcast, please visit OneDesireChurch.org.